From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Nicole Creston with special coverage of the launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis, the final launch of NASA's Space Shuttle program. In less than an hour before the scheduled launch time of 11:26, we'll be joining NPR's coverage at 11 as we wrap up this week of special coverage of this historic event here on 90.7. Hundreds of thousands of people are on the Space Coast for the historic event, and everything's gone smoothly with the countdown so far. But the big problem that we're looking at is the weather right now. 90.7's Judith Smeltzer is at Kennedy Space Center, and she joins us now live. Judith, how's it going out there?
Oh, hi, Nicole. Well, it's actually looking a little bit better right now. The sun is starting to come out as I look across at Atlantis on the launch pad. Even just a few minutes ago, NASA tweeted that the weather had gone green for the first time today. It's been red all day today, and now it's just gone green. Of course, what really matters is what the weather is like at launch time. There is still a very thick blanket of clouds hanging over the Kennedy Space Center, so it really just depends on whether there's a hole through that bank of clouds that NASA can go through at 11:26 when the launch is targeted.
Now, what happens if they can't launch today because of the weather or because, let's say, anything technical crops up? What happens then?
Well, especially if it's the weather, it's likely that whatever happens, actually, they probably would not try again until Sunday at this point. And that is largely because of all those hundreds of thousands of people that you just mentioned that have been driving out to the Space Coast and out to Brevard County to see this launch. The problem is that NASA workers have to be in all that traffic, too, and it's going to take them a long time to get home today. If the launch is canceled, NASA managers are just worried that they wouldn't have time to get enough rest and then turn around and come back tomorrow for a launch. So more likely than not, if they can't launch today, it's probably going to end up being Sunday. And after that, there's a little bit of a traffic problem here at Kennedy Space Center because there's a Delta rocket launch. The Air Force has a rocket launch scheduled, and that's going to prevent NASA from trying to launch again until the 16th of July. But they are in talks possibly with the Air Force that they might be able to give up Monday as well. So we'll see. But hopefully right now everybody's really, really crossing their fingers, despite the fact that there's only a 30% chance of go for launch on the weather, that they'll find a hole through the clouds.
Now, actually, this mission of Atlantis wasn't originally on the schedule, right?
Well, that is right, Nicole. In fact, the previous shuttle mission, Endeavour, was supposed to be the last shuttle flight. Atlantis was being prepared as the rescue shuttle for just in case anything happened to Endeavour during launch or any other time during the mission. Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson and his crew would go up and rescue the Endeavour crew from the space station. But then, you know, NASA decided, well, since we're getting this all prepped for launch anyway, why don't we go ahead and fly a whole bunch of extra supplies up to the International Space Station to get it even better stocked before the shuttles stop flying. So basically, they had to come up with a plan for what to do if something went wrong with Atlantis, and that plan is that the Russian Soyuz are going to have to be the rescue spaceships for the astronauts if anything happens during this mission.
Okay, well, let's take a look at that mission, by the way. What will they actually be doing once they get up there, Judith?
Well, they have a busy schedule. They're not doing anything particularly sexy, exciting, in a sort of that kind of a way. But what they're doing is they are taking a huge load of supplies and spare parts to the International Space Station, and that's something that NASA is saying is incredibly important because the space shuttle is the only spacecraft that's big enough to be able to cart things up and down, such big loads of things up and down. And so they're going to cart a bunch of things up. They're going to take a big load of things down, including a broken ammonia pump that NASA wants to test out and see what went wrong with that. And so that's basically what they're going to be doing. There's also going to be a robotic refueling experiment going up. It's something that's going to test out ways to refuel satellites in space with a robot. So that's kind of cool. But basically, there's lots of packing and unpacking that's going to be going on during the next 12 days of the mission, assuming it gets off today.
And what's the mood today, given that the final launch could possibly happen today? What does it feel like out there?
People are really excited here, Nicole. I mean, you know, you and I have both been reporting on this over the past few weeks. People feel very connected with the shuttle program. People who work on the shuttle program, frankly, even the press who've covered the shuttle program for a long time feel very connected. And out here today, there's just a sense of anticipation. Of course, with the people who've worked on the program, there's a sense of not exactly disappointment, but a sense of bittersweet excitement, I would say, just because these people feel like they're leaving their families behind. And because, of course, most of them are going to be losing their jobs, especially the contractors, when the shuttle goes away. So I would say right now, though, everyone is focused on doing the job, getting the shuttle off safely, and hopefully getting it off on time. And so there's the excitement surrounding the regular shuttle launch, but there's also this sense of bittersweet feeling as well.
And speaking of that, how are the things looking in the countdown right now?
Well, right now we're in a built-in hold. We're at T-minus 9 minutes and holding. That's a hold that they always do, and they'll be coming out of that in just a little while. But this is just a time when NASA is able to check and see if anything last minute needs to be considered. They'll be, of course, looking at the weather very, very closely. A veteran astronaut has been flying around Kennedy Space Center in various types of aircraft, looking at the weather conditions up from that vantage point, making sure everything's okay with the launch site and also with the landing site for the shuttle, just in case anything goes wrong and the shuttle needs to turn around and make an emergency landing. So there's lots of things that need to be in alignment for this launch to go off on time, and that's exactly what they're going to be looking at before they come out of that 9-minute hold.
Okay, Judith, thank you very much. We will check in with you later. That was Judith Smeltzer from 90.7. She is out at Kennedy Space Center, along with huge crowds that have traveled to Brevard County to see the final launch. And some predictions for this crowd were as high as 1 million visitors. Now let's check in with 90.7's Mark Simpson. He's with some of those visitors on the pier at Jetty Park in Cape Canaveral. He's with us now. Mark, what's the scene like where you are?
Well, Nicole, there are a lot of people out here. I'd say thousands of people is probably a safe number to put on it, all the way at Jetty Park, reaching all the way out into the water. They're lined up down the beach all the way down to Coco. And everybody here wants to see Space Shuttle Atlantis go off successfully. I've talked to people who've come from as far away as Canada, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Virginia. Everyone is coming down for this momentous and historic occasion.
Now, why are people telling you that they're there? Are there some stories about the people? What's brought them out there?
A lot of interesting stories. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to a mother and daughter from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the daughter had gone to Krista McAuliffe Elementary School near Tulsa, and they had as their mascots the Challengers. And this girl told me that her curriculum included all kinds of shuttle-related stuff, as well as a space shuttle simulator at her elementary school. So she really felt a connection to it, never had seen a launch before, and felt this was the time to come down and see it. I also talked to another gentleman who had worked on the space shuttle's main engines in the software area, and so he had never seen a launch. And so he feels a connection to this shuttle that is getting ready to go up, see the successful conclusion of this 30-year space program. Everybody feels a connection to Atlantis. They all want to see it go up successfully and have a great launch today.
So what are you hearing about the total number of people, or what does it look like crowd-wise? Do you have wall-to-wall people, or give us a picture of that?
Where I'm standing on the jetty, I see wall-to-wall people all the way back to the Port Canaveral area. It's just a sea of people. Everyone's got their beach chairs out here. You know, there's vendors selling all kinds of different space shuttle memorabilia. I see kids running around with space shuttle toys. People are wearing the final mission hats and shirts. They really want to support NASA and see this go off successfully.
Thank you very much, Mark. We will be checking back in with you later. That's 90.7's Mark Simpson. He is live at the pier at Jetty Park in Cape Canaveral, where thousands of people are hoping to see the Space Shuttle Atlantis lift off at 11:26. You're listening to live launch coverage on 90.7 WMFE of the final Space Shuttle launch before the end of the shuttle program. I'm Nicole Creston. Now we're going to hear from some of the thousands of Central Floridians who have spent years working on the shuttle program at Kennedy Space Center. About 36 of them got together at a restaurant in Cape Canaveral recently to celebrate with a colleague who'd landed a new job.
Ivan Sanchez. I'm an aerospace engineer. We work on the rocket engines that the space shuttle uses when it gets into space.
This is Bill Street. I was a aerospace technician. I worked the construction of Challenger and then Discovery and then Atlantis.
Cindy Cole. I am a technician in ground ops. I work on pieces that they pull out of the firing room. They have a problem, they swap it out, they send it to us to fix.
I was there for 8 years.
It was something I did for almost 31 years.
If I made it till September 11th, it would be 22 years. I'm not going to make 22.
Today was my last day on the shuttle space program. I did not get laid off. Of the 32 engineers, 24 were laid off, 8 were retained. I was one of the 8, but I wasn't counting on it. Nobody knew who was going to be kept or laid off, so I had begun to look already, and I was fortunate enough to get an offer.
I took a voluntary layoff in April of this year. The program coming to an end was just getting depressing, more or less, and there was a lot of people that needed to stay employed, and I felt that I was in a position that I could go ahead and take a layoff and maybe save someone's job.
I couldn't even talk about it for months without crying. Every time someone said, well, what about your job?
Try showing up to work for 2 months knowing that you're going to get laid off. You've already been given your notice. How do you keep a straight face?
I still have about 6 more years to get to Social Security age, but I'm fortunate enough that my wife has a good job. I have her to lean on.
I've gone back to school. I'm glad I did. I love it now that I'm doing it. I'm getting my bachelor's in electrical engineering. It's exciting because there's a lot of areas I can go into at this point, but it's also a little nerve-wracking because this is all I've known.
It's like a big family out there.
It's not just coworkers, it's family.
One big family.
A lot of us over the years have basically grown up together.
We all attended each other's weddings, and they found out that they had children. And
you've watched their kids grow up. You've watched kids be born.
And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it couldn't be more true. It really is one big, happy family.
I got to go sit in the crew cabin of Discovery last Monday, actually. Something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be there in the cockpit. And I'm touching, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm touching something that's been in outer space. I sat in the captain's chair of Discovery. You know, how many people can say that? How many people can say, I've seen pieces of the space station before it went up? I've seen history. There's not very many people that can say, I've been a part and witnessed history.
That was Space Shuttle worker Cindy Cole sharing her story at a recent get-together with other Kennedy Space Center veterans at a Cape Canaveral restaurant. We also heard from her former colleagues, Ivan Sanchez and Bill Street. You'll hear more stories from shuttle workers tonight at 6:30 as 90.7 presents a special program on the shuttle's retirement and its impact on the Space Coast. The scheduled liftoff time for Space Shuttle Atlantis is 11:26. We have checked in. They've entered a 45-minute hold several minutes ago, holding at T9 minutes. Right now, there are no technical concerns, and the weather is still a go for that last launch to happen at 11:26.